With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. The last time Donald Trump stood in that very spot, he was shot and wounded. Today, he made a triumphant return to Butler, Pennsylvania, and a huge audience. And Trump says that Vice President Harris became the Democratic nominee as a result of a coup, which removed Joe Biden from the ticket.
We had a debate, and debate ended, and all of a sudden they come to him and they say, we want you out. You're not going to win the election. And he said, I don't want to get out. He got 14 million votes. If you believe in democracy or a system, he got 14 million votes and she got none. She was the first one out, 22 candidates, and she never made it to Iowa. She quit before Iowa, and now she's running.
Also at SRNnews.com, Hurricane Helene severely damaged drinking water utilities in the southeast. Western North Carolina hit especially hard, flooding tearing through the town of Asheville's water system, destroying so much infrastructure, officials say repairs could take weeks. Correspondent Brittany Peterson.
The residents carrying jugs of water to refill and an armful of diapers that they picked up at a distribution center. You know, food's fairly hard to come by. There's still lines at grocery stores. Lots of places are still cash only. But there is this vibe of generosity. Tons of places are just giving out free meals.
South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol says North Korea's recent disclosure of a nuclear facility was likely an attempt to grab U.S. attention ahead of the elections. He also says the Communist North likely staging major provocations like a nuclear test explosion. He shared his assessment before leaving for a trip to Laos for a meeting with Southeast Asian leaders. This is SRN News. John Kerry actually said the First Amendment is a problem.
The former Secretary of State told the World Economic Forum that when it comes to fighting what he calls disinformation, quote, our First Amendment stands as a major block. Kerry is adding his voice to a growing chorus of liberals who seem to be casting doubt on the value of the amendment, which guarantees Americans religious freedom and freedom of speech, amongst other things. This development seems especially strange given liberals' historic tendency to use the First Amendment to defend a wide range of unorthodox speech and behavior. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Conservative Christian churches in California and prominent figures such as activist Charlie Kirk urging congregations to get involved in ballot gathering or ballot harvesting. That's the practice of collecting ballots and dropping them off at county offices, which is legal in 35 states, including California. This is SRN News. And now, of all things, a totally different problem popping up for thousands of people who have lost everything in the heavy flooding in the southeastern United States. Correspondent Norman Hall explains.
Deadly flooding from Hurricane Helene in western North Carolina has also disrupted the underground nest of yellowjackets, bees, and other insects, causing them to swarm and sting people struggling to recover from the storm. It's caused such a surge in requests for medication to protect people allergic to stings that the North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services is buying Benadryl and epinephrine injections to help fill requests through hospitals, emergency medical personnel, and doctors. And the humanitarian aid group Direct Relief says it has sent more than 2,000 EpiPen injections to community health centers, clinics, and pharmacies across western North Carolina. I'm Norman Hall.
More details at srnnews.com.